This year, Maryland's business leaders are calling on lawmakers to remember their campaign pledges to make our state more competitive and to embrace Governor Larry Hogan's call for a new spirit of bipartisanship in Annapolis. The governor has pledged to create an environment of trust with state lawmakers and to reject divisive wedge politics. What specifically is the private sector seeking? To strengthen workforce development, fund transportation infrastructure, and to promote entrepreneurship, among other things. Consistent with that theme, the Greater Baltimore Committee's top legislative priority is the creation of an angel investment tax credit for Maryland-based business startups. Governor Hogan's first budget includes a reduction of spending in all state agencies by 2%, eliminating the state's $755 million structural operating deficit and keeping state spending within projected revenues. While his budget has been generally well received, some in Annapolis are making noise that his actions are too aggressive and should be more incremental. Voters clearly are expecting a fresh approach. They elected Hogan to be an evaluator and a reformer. Despite a natural tendency toward partisanship, lawmakers would serve the voters well by at least giving our new governor the benefit of the doubt. Aim for constructive dialogue rather than unproductive gridlock. This is Don Fry, President and CEO of the Greater Baltimore Committee, for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.